Welcome to Icons and Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Vladimir Morrison, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and role, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. In connection with the celebration of Orthodox Easter, or Pascha, we want to greet all of our listeners with the great joy of Christ's resurrection. Christ is risen! Христос воскресе! Христос анести! Христос аинвиат! Christus unjal! Al-Masih kam! Just a few of the languages we will be hearing today. To use the words of one of the Paschal hymns, Pascha is the feast of feasts and the triumph of triumphs. And this joy is most evident in the musical selections we will be playing today. We begin our program in the same way that the Midnight Paschal Matins begins, with the processional hymn, Thy Resurrection, O Christ our Savior, sung here by the clergy and choir of St. Vladimir's Seminary. This will be followed by the monks of Holy Trinity St. Sergius Monastery, who will continue the Matin service in Church Slavonic.
Веки веков. Христос воскресе из мертвых!
We heard selections from the Paschal Canon, a poetic exaltation of our Lord's resurrection, composed in the 8th century by St. John of Damascus. Sung to a simple melody but with a dance-like rhythm that clearly expresses the underlying emotions of joy and victory. The Orthodox Church traditionally celebrates its services in the native language of the local country or community. But on Pascha night, there is a tradition to proclaim the message of the resurrection in as many languages as possible. The gospel is read in several languages, and the paschal greeting, "Christ is risen," is shouted aloud in every language imaginable. Through the rest of our program today, we will hear the Troparion of Pascha, "Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tombs bestowing life," sung in all the languages that could be found in our record library. We will first hear the Greek trio Ikona, along with some of the other singers, singing in Greek, Spanish, English, Arabic, Slavonic, and Ethiopian. Christos Anesti.
Enemies be scattered, and let those who hate him flee before his face.
Cristo ha resucitado de los muertos, por la muerte hollando, y a los que están en las tumbas, la vida da.
As smoke vanishes, so let them vanish, as wax melts before the fire.
المسيح قام من بين الأموات ووطئ الموت بالموت
Let the sinners perish before the face of God, but let the righteous rejoice.
Christos voskrese.
This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Christos tense
Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and unto the ages of ages.
Amen. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he has trampled
We continue now with the Paschal Troparion sung in Georgian and Armenian by the choir of Novospassky Monastery in Moscow. This will be followed by three more versions in Greek, Slavonic, and Estonian, sung by the nuns of the Pühtitsa convent in Estonia.
Yeah.
Now we will hear the Odessa Cathedral Choir sing Christ is Risen to a traditional Ukrainian melody, and then we will hear the same hymn in Romanian. You have heard the news of Christ's resurrection proclaimed and sung in many languages. During the next 5 weeks, as the Orthodox Church celebrates the 40 days of Easter, we will continue to feature more joyful music of the Feast of Feasts. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, please call 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. Ask for program 109. This is Vladimir Morrison thanking you for listening and reminding you to tune in again next week at this time for another program of Icons in Sound. Christ is Risen!